The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones. Those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard. They have the backyard. Because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Happy almost Friday. Happy almost weekend. It's almost time. Best parts about working these hours, working after hours. Number one, we get to work NFL Sundays. Well, and we work Sundays when there's no NFL, which happens this coming weekend. It's going to feel a little bit weird. And then we're off and headed into the weekend sunset, or sunrise, if you will, on Friday mornings when the rest of our sad sap colleagues have to work all the way through Friday. Poor Marco Belletti. Oh, I don't think he can hear us. Poor David Shepherd. His weekend ends later than ours. In fact, he gets all the way through Monday, usually. But he also has to work deep into the night on Friday. Wah, wah, wah. Still, it takes all parts to make this network a success. It takes all parts to make this network keep running fluidly, or sometimes not so fluidly because our equipment's from 1972, but we won't talk about that and ruin our almost Friday. First day of February, and the weekend is nearly upon us. And honestly, I don't know if it was a thing by the NFL teams. Have you ever remember, or have you ever heard of, or can you ever remember a day when three new NFL head coaches were all introduced at once? All of them. Jim Harbaugh, Dave Canales. I didn't even realize until after the fact when I saw it on social media that he had been introduced. And then Mike McDonald, who we knew about in Seattle because we had spoken to our insider Greg Bell on the last edition of the show. So we have a lot to get to today. We've got one head coach who returns almost as though he's the prodigal son and he's back in the NFL. That's Jim Harbaugh. Never change, Coach Harbaugh. He is unique. He is one of a kind. And he has all of that on display in Los Angeles as he becomes the Chargers. Would you say he's the most famous Charger? The Chargers' face of the franchise, at least for now. Maybe Justin Herbert can reclaim that. But for now, it's Jim Harbaugh. Then we get Dave Canales in Charlotte, where he's raving about Bryce Young. And he is an offensive innovator. He's as creative, some say, as Mike McDonald. He's a guy that everywhere he's been has been able to maximize the offensive potential. Oh, in fact, Baker Mayfield is taking part in Pro Bowl festivities this week, so there's that. That's partly Dave Canales. And he's got a lot to say about the former number one overall pick. And we get Mike McDonald in Seattle, who is a 180 from Pete Carroll. And if you missed any of the details about Mike McDonald's meteoric rise to head coach, who's now the youngest in the NFL at 36, younger than Gerard Mayo of the Patriots, who's 37, I believe. I mean, Sean McVay's old now compared to some of these coaches that either are coming out of his tree or, that sounds funny, or who are rising through the ranks just as quickly. It might be fun to go back actually and look at the ages of head coaches, but I know that what Sean McVay was a novelty when he was hired by the Rams. And at 38 years old, 38, hasn't he already been in place for 6 years? 7 years? He was hired at 30 or 31, if I remember correctly. And so, yeah, when he was hired, he was this circus act, if you will. He was a novelty because nobody coached in the NFL at 30 or just over 30 years old. But now there's a bunch of guys who are younger than him.
What the hell's going on right now?
Right? It is sort of funny that he's 38 now and Matthew Stafford's 35. So anyway, the average age of NFL coaches is getting younger and younger because Pete Carroll is out. Bill Belichick is out. Those were two of the oldest coaches. And they're being replaced by guys who are in their mid to late 30s. At this point, the oldest coach in the NFL is Andy Reid at 65. Now, we don't, at this point, believe that Bill Belichick will be coaching in the NFL in 2024. It doesn't sound like Pete Carroll will either. Doesn't mean something can't change mid-season or in the near future, maybe a year down the road. But at this point now, Andy Reid is the oldest. And the five youngest NFL head coaches are 36, 37, and three of them at 38. It's no longer necessary to, quote, pay your dues in the way that old school would demand. We also had the final NFL head coaching spot claimed on this Thursday. Dan Quinn gets another chance after getting fired by the Falcons because the defense sucked for the most part. Resurrecting his career with Mike McCarthy in Dallas. I can imagine he is extremely grateful to McCarthy for giving him an opportunity. And then to the Jones family for handing him some of the best defensive players in the NFL. And I know they ended on a very sour note against the Packers and the defense was exposed. But I am sure it was hard for Dan Quinn to make this decision to leave the Cowboys. Remember, a year ago he chose to stay because he felt like they had unfinished business. Well, now he moves on. He stays in the division, which is interesting. He'll know that Cowboys defense well, right? And the Cowboys have a chance to hire a new defensive coordinator. So there's a lot happening in the NFL, even as we head into Pro Bowl weekend, which isn't really football at all anymore. It's flag football. Usually I forget the Pro Bowl festivities are going on. Jay texted me earlier, Baker Mayfield's in the skills competition. He's a Baker boy. So it's happening this weekend, but I can't promise you I'll sit and watch. I watched a little bit of it last year because it was a novelty and it was new and I just kind of wondered how it was. Mostly too because Derek Carr was playing in Vegas essentially for the last time. And we also know the NHL All-Star festivities are going on this weekend too. There's a lot happening in Vegas. And then even as those events wind down, you end up with the Super Bowl and the mass influx of hundreds of thousands of people. I appreciate all of your Vegas suggestions. Apparently, Fremont Street is a must, just not after 10 o'clock. And also, I've been trying to convince producer Jay that we need to go to the Mob Museum. He wants to go to the Pinball Hall of Fame, which I'm game for, so we can play some free pinball. But I really want to visit the Mob Museum. You're Italian. Don't you want to go to the Mob Museum?
I'm into the Mob Museum.
Okay, the Mob Museum has got to be on our list. How much time do you have on Friday?
I should have like most of the morning and into the afternoon. I got time to peruse.
I've had many food suggestions ranging from tacos on the strip where you eat outside. Sounds good.
Always.
One of my best friends, Brittany, she lives in Indian Wells, so near LA. And she goes to Vegas all the time for work, as she works in the sports industry, but also just for fun. Her family will meet there. And she says there are all kinds of great places to eat that don't require an arm and a leg. But it's apparent that we're going to have to do one of those buffets. One of the buffets the hotels do that is a brunch buffet, but it's great breakfast food, but then you also end up eating lunch. We need to find one. So anybody who's been to Vegas, we need a Friday buffet because that's the day that we're not working. So we can go and we can eat to our heart's content and then we can walk it off on the strip until you have to go.
That's a great plan.
Yeah. So I think that on Friday brunch, you get to meet Bob for the first time. So on Friday brunch, we should do one of those. And that's your birthday gift, whether you like it or not.
That sounds amazing.
You pay one fee and you go and usually they're all you can eat and they have a bazillion options. It's like a New Jersey diner. They have everything you could possibly imagine. And so we need a suggestion for a tasty, affordable, but memorable Vegas hotel buffet on Friday. Go. Oh, and on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. But many of you have already sent recommendations. Jay, we've got some good ones. But yeah, I'm into the mob museum. I'm there for the mobs. Let's go.
I went to Alcatraz once in San Francisco. Oh, yeah. It was like one of my favorite places I've ever been to. Yeah. So I'm into that.
When Super Bowl 50 was in the Bay Area, was in San Francisco, same thing. On Friday, I was writing at the time, got off the air, 3 a.m., went back to our hotel, slept 3 hours, woke up, wrote my final column from Super Bowl week, and got on a ferry to Alcatraz.
Awesome.
And it was gorgeous weather. It was in the mid-50s. It was sunny. And I'm a history buff, so that was one of my favorite things ever. So, yes, anything that has to do with the history of Vegas, or as people are saying, Fremont Street, which is old Vegas, Friday's our day. And I know you'll have to end up going to the airport, but we'll milk every last second we can out of
it. Oh, yeah.
Even if we only sleep like 3 or 4 hours, that's it. We're up. We're at 'em.
So sleep in Vegas, right?
I
don't know if they say that, but we're saying it now.
Yeah, right. The number of people who've also sent me the what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, I hope not, because we want our shows to be heard all over the country. So, yeah, we don't want our shows and our adventures to stay in Vegas. We want to share them with you. So right now we're out to find the perfect brunch spot for Friday. And of course, we'll send photo. I very rarely do food photos. Well, I send them to Jay, but I don't ever post them online.
I've never posted a food photo in my career.
Yeah, I don't. Unless it's what I've baked. So I will post photos of what I've baked. So yeah, let's go Friday. We'll do a brunch on Friday, and it sounds like it'd be the perfect way to celebrate the end of a successful week.
I love that.
Yeah, so Twitter and good, because it's your birthday present early. Twitter and Facebook is where you can find us. And also, you all are very sweet. Many of you are sending kind messages on Twitter, and I appreciate it. I don't want to talk about it, but if you want to go check it out, you can on Twitter. It's too hard right now. I can't do it. But our phone number is 855-212-4227 if you want another way to get in touch with us. 855-212-4CBS. While we're talking about Vegas, we need music for our Vegas road trip. And I don't necessarily mean music that we will listen to personally. What I'm asking you for is a Vegas playlist that we can use on the air. So while we're in Vegas, producer Jay, he's going to be able to go all creative. You want to talk about innovative? Mike McDonald's got nothing on producer Jay. He's going to be able to do some photos and videos and production and all kinds of fun stuff, since he's not also going to be running the board, since we have someone who's helping us from CBS Sports Radio headquarters. We need music to put on our Vegas playlist. And I don't know whether or not, Jay, you tell me, should it be music that is actually Vegas themed, meaning Vegas is in the music, or should it be Rat Pack music? Like, for instance, wouldn't you think Frank Sinatra would be perfect for Vegas?
It fits, yeah, I'd say.
Yeah, so we need a Vegas playlist. That's what
Vegas
we need.
Themed, yeah, because there's so many, only so many songs that, you know, say Las Vegas. Like Elvis Presley, I could think of.
Oh, I think there's more than you think. Yeah. Oh, definitely we're going to need some Elvis.
Yeah, of course.
Viva Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the other ways that people refer to Vegas. So Sin City, that type of thing. But yeah, Frank Sinatra comes up right away. Another one that I know, and this is an old one. It's from when I was younger, but I love some of the early Faith Hill is Baby Let's Go to Vegas. So that's a good song too. Isn't there, there's a lot of sad ones. Do you remember Leaving Las Vegas? Was that Sheryl Crow?
I'm familiar with Sheryl Crow, not that song. But.
Okay, I think Sheryl Crow might have one that's Leaving Las Vegas that was part of a movie that was done that was so sad I could only watch it once. Apparently, Katy Perry has songs about Vegas.
Oh, yeah, Waking Up in Vegas.
Oh, okay, I don't think I've ever heard
that one. That's what you get for waking up in Vegas.
Oh, got it. Okay, I've never heard that one. There's all kinds of genres that have songs about Las Vegas. So, sure, they can be Las Vegas or they can feel like Las Vegas, if that makes sense. I mean, there's every genre, even as I page through.
Like Luck Be a Lady, for example, for Frank Sinatra. It say Vegas, right, but that's a Vegas song.
It's about gambling, yes. Blowing on his dice. Yes, I love Frank Sinatra, so I'm all about anything Frank. So please send us your song suggestions for our Vegas playlist. And that can be done on my Twitter or on our show Twitter. Jay will put up a post. Here's why you're going to be on our Twitter, on our Facebook. Not only do we need your Vegas songs for next week, and we will play them. If we pick your song, and we'll identify the playlist before we leave. Wait, are you working Sunday night into Monday morning? Oh, so Jay's actually not working either of the first two shows next week. Apparently, it takes him longer to get ready for a road trip than it does me, because I will be here on Sunday night into Monday. But we'll reveal the songs and we will play them. If it's your suggestion, you will hear the song that we've chosen, the songs that we've chosen. Definitely Elvis in there. Absolutely. This is going to be so much fun. So you're going to need our Twitter or our Facebook addresses to be able to submit your song suggestions, but it's also a show in which we induct the next member of the After Hours Hall of Flame, not fame. You don't want to be famous for the reasons that we induct you. We're talking rants. We're talking flameouts. We're talking lose your mind, angry. Generally, if you have to be bleeped out, you have a better shot at getting into the Hall of Flame. For Pete's sake. See, Patrick Mahomes is kind of mild. He may be kind of mild until he loses his mind in the AFC Championship. Jay, do we have that drop again? You let me know when you have it. We might need to use this. Although it's not really our audio. It comes from NFL Films. But this is Patrick Mahomes losing his mind after the first touchdown on the opening drive of the AFC title game in Baltimore.
Fires it near side. The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones, those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard, they have the backyard, because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Hey, Mel, Bri here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey, if you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
Cuts back to the ball and holds it in.
Go all day, boy. Up, day, boy. He can't guard you. He can't guard him. He can't guard him, dog. He can't guard him. He can't guard him.
Oh my God.
We're here. We're here.
Now, see, that's pretty tasty. that's definitely Hall of Fame material, but it actually would say it's probably not likely to win because usually the people that win are the ones that are pissed about something. Like, they're angry. There's so many good inductees into the After Hours Hall of Fame that one of my favorite things about doing the induction is that you get to hear all of the previous, well, many of the previous inductees. We can't do them all. So it's a Hall of Fame Friday. By the time we reveal to you the next Hall of Fame inductee, you'll be well into your Friday. It's also a night when we're asking you for both your buffet suggestions, because Jay is all into a Friday buffet in Vegas before he's, well, I was going to belt it out like Sheryl Crow, but I can't, leaving Las Vegas. Before he's leaving Las Vegas, he needs a buffet, and we need the Mob Museum. That's it. I'm in. The Stratosphere is another very popular suggestion.
Is that the roller coaster?
Yes, okay. On a building.
I've seen that, I think.
So Bob's afraid of heights. So he may I know, right? He may, especially if something's moving.
Does he like roller coasters or?
No, he's afraid of heights if it's moving. Like if it's, yeah, so that's going to be a problem. So he's not going to be walking a tightrope or bungee jumping anytime soon. But you and I can do the roller coaster because that would be fun. Although if it costs $400 to get into the Stratosphere.
Which it might.
Yeah, and do, I don't think the company's going to reimburse us for a roller coaster.
Not expecting that. No.
One of the managers who will be on the road with us in Las Vegas, his name is David. He said to me, make sure you keep your receipts because Jay and I will have to Uber and or cab it to Odyssey Las Vegas. So the studios that we'll be using to host our shows Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are not on the Strip. They're about 8 miles west of Allegiant Stadium. So we'll take a cab or an Uber out. And he said to me on the phone on Thursday, make sure you keep your receipts, either digital, take a photo, or do an actual paper receipt. I didn't have the heart to tell him that the other boss has already said we're not getting reimbursed. But that's the outgoing boss. So, you know, is he really our boss anymore? He's not, right?
It's up for debate.
I mean, he's lame duck. Oh, he's dead man walking. I mean, he's right. We don't have to listen to him anymore.
That's how that works.
Am I about to get fired?
I don't know.
Before Vegas. I might be leaving in Las Vegas.
What happens in Vegas? Oh, we're not there yet.
Anyway, I'll just say, well, David told me to keep receipts and submit them. Thanks, David. Okay.
We keep receipts around here.
We do. Definitely keep receipts around here. So send us your Vegas playlist, though Jay will put up a post where you can reply at After Hours CBS. That's also where you'll vote for the Hall of Fame induction. You'll hear those candidates for the first time coming up. We're going to do them next, Jay. Or no, let's do some basketball next, and then we'll do them at the back of the hour. And then also, if you want to, what was the other thing? Oh, send us your buffet suggestions. We're asking you for so much. I know, but you all are, you're ride or die with us, right? That's the point. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Hook pass in the corner to Hayes, right back to Reeves. Three-pointer by Austin. Good again. Austin Reeves with arguably his best game as a Laker. Russell back to Max. Christie down the middle. Back to D'Lo. Fakes a three. Kicks it to Rui, who takes a three. It's good. And the Lakers lead 97-85. Austin with Drew Holiday, one of the best defensive guards in the NBA, all over him. Austin shakes Holiday, runner in the lane. Good. What a night for Austin Reeves. He has 30 points, and the Lakers lead by 12. Reeves down the middle. Hook pass to Prince. Prince driving on the left baseline. Throws it out to Hachimura. Now to Russell. Three-pointer. It's good. And the Lakers continue to bomb the Celtics from three. 19 of 36. 53%. 110-98.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
What if I told you the Los Angeles Lakers would not have LeBron James or Anthony Davis? And instead, they would go into Boston undermanned, overmatched on paper, and come away with a win in a game in which they dominated most of the night.
That's what real men do.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. There are no Celtics highlights as part of that montage. Only John Ireland on Lakers radio, and they did not account for Austin Reeves. 7 3-pointers, 32 points, and he knew the weight was heavy on his shoulders.
Anytime you don't have those two, it's going to have to be a team effort. You're going to have to come together collectively and just grind. We're all talented players, and this is an opportunity to show the world that, you know, what you can do.
I just think it came from the guys knowing that no one probably believed that we had a chance tonight. And I told them before the game, you know, no one man has to step up and carry the big load that our two captains not being there presents. It has to be a team effort.
Meanwhile, the Celtics had both Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. That's their big two, or the two all-stars, perennial all-stars that drive the bus. They also had Drew Holiday, who can play very strong defense. Dana White, and he's good for a few threes, right? Well, not on this night. Kristaps Porzingis, he was 1 for 7 from downtown. White, 1 for 5 from beyond the arc. Brown, 0 for 3. Al Horford, 2 for 6. They did not have a shooting night that you would connect to their style, right? Or you would connect to their record even. They're the best record in the NBA. And yet, this happens. Sometimes they go colder than cold. We saw it in the playoffs last year, right? A couple of times against Miami. Meanwhile, the Lakers shoot the lights out from three. Not just Austin Reeves, but they're better than 50%. But that's just part of the story. Yeah, this was rough. So Joe Mazzulla, what happened?
We didn't play as hard as they did. They played inspired. There were 70 minutes and 35 shots available for multiple guys, and the guys on the Lakers team took advantage of it, and we just didn't play as hard as they did.
We don't really make excuses. I don't think anybody in the crowd or anybody, you know, wants to hear that excuse. We got to come out and play basketball each and every night, and, you know, tonight, tip our hat off to the Lakers. They played a lot harder than us. We don't sugarcoat it, you know. Even though he came out and said, you know, he's excited, this is not a good spot to be in. You know, we don't want to build bad habits. We want to play the game the right way. We want to guard, defend, respect our opponents, and that stuff you got to do on a night in and night out basis. We didn't do that tonight, from top to bottom. And, you know, as a leader on this team, you know, I take responsibility for it, but we got to be better.
Fans are going to think it's the end of the world and, like, we lost to the Lakers, like, without AD and LeBron, like, end of the season, boom, done. You know, so we but it's you know, it's just a loss. It's just a loss, which we have to learn from.
Could Kristaps Porzingis had taken an any more opposite, polar opposite tone than Jaylen Brown? Jaylen, not that the sky is falling and the season is over, but Jaylen is very, he's very accountable for the fact that they did not play hard, that they essentially mailed it in stretches, thinking that without LeBron and AD, that this was going to be an easy ride in Boston, and it wasn't anything of the sort. And so he's owning up to it. Meanwhile, Kristaps Porzingis, well,
boom, done.
It's just a loss. Like, the season, you know, people are going to think it's done. It's it. That's it. We're cooked. It's just a loss.
It's just a loss.
That's true, but sometimes you might want to keep that opinion to yourself.
We got to be better.
Thank you, Jaylen.
It's just a loss.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. One of my favorite things this time of the year is when first-time All-Stars find out that their dreams have come true. I love that. It's really cool. And so you had a couple of brilliant performances from guys who earlier before the game found out they would be NBA All-Stars for the first time ever. One of them, Tyrese Maxey, had a career high. Also, Jalen Brunson, who is quickly becoming one of the most reliable point guards in the NBA. A big reason why the New York Knicks are seeing a surge this season up to the top of the Eastern Conference. So find us on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Again, thank you for your kind words. You're very sweet. We're asking you for Vegas music. We need Vegas music. Hi, Marco.
Hello.
Vegas. I don't actually know if you've ever been to Las Vegas.
I have not.
Okay, so you and I are the last two in the media world that have never been to Las Vegas. But you know lots of music. Everyone loves to sing about Vegas. What type of music? See, I'm thinking Rat Pack and Frank Sinatra, but there's every manner of music. Didn't AC/DC have a song called Sin City? There's every manner of music about Vegas, from Elvis to Frank to Faith Hill to AC/DC to
Cirque du Soleil
to NXS.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I think of Vegas, I think of Tom Jones. Didn't Tom Jones play in Vegas forever? I mean, Elvis did it, obviously, for a long time. I feel like, isn't that the bread and butter for Tom Jones? Isn't, like, the only place he plays is Vegas?
If I had my feet in a bed of fire, I couldn't name one song from Tom Jones.
Oh, come on. There's that. No, what's the name of that song?
I have no
idea. Bot, you know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea who that is.
It's not unusual.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. It's not unusual. You would know it. Don't tell me you don't know it.
Okay.
There's no way. The name of it, but that's the song.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I told you I'm not
cool. There is no way. Cool. Tom Jones is... got to be 70-something years
okay,
old.
Okay, but I told you I'm not cool.
No, that song, you know that song. All There's right. no way you
I know Sheryl
avoid.
Crow leaving Las Vegas. Remember that one? Very haunting song. Maybe we should play
it. I know Sheryl Crow. I don't know that song.
I'm pretty sure that's
Is
her.
Is it a cover?
See, that's another good question, but I thought that she belted it. It was a hit. It was a really good, song. Leaving Las Vegas. Yeah, and actually it was the theme song for, she may have been nominated for an Oscar of some sort, because it was a theme song for a really popular movie.
Not Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah, the movie was also Leaving Las Vegas.
That was Nicolas Cage's Oscar for Best Actor.
Yes, yeah. Was it Las Vegas or Leaving?
Leaving Las Vegas.
Okay. And wasn't it Elizabeth Shue who was in
the
movie?
She was she got nominated too, but she didn't win.
She's phenomenal. She's one of my favorite actresses of all time. So yes, that it's old.
95.
Right, it's an older one, but the song, I think, yeah.
This?
Yeah, this is Sheryl Crow, right, Leaving Las Vegas. But and then, of course, she, like, belts it out. It's a really good song. Anyway, so we're going to have to play that one because that's one of the only ones I know.
Viva Las Vegas, I'm aware of.
Yeah, that one for sure. And so there's lots of music from every genre because people love Vegas. And if we're talking residencies, Carrie Underwood's done a residency. Celine Dion, name it. You name it, and everyone's done
residencies. I feel like anybody that once they get really popular,
yes,
they hang out there for a few years.
Right.
And they get paid.
Right.
I mean, Elvis started it, and everyone's followed suit.
So cool. That's awesome.
Makes sense.
I'm actually really looking forward to it. So we're asking people for their Vegas playlist suggestions, and also we've decided Friday morning, I wish you were going to be there, Friday, maybe mid-morning, we're going to go and do a blowout brunch, one of those where you get breakfast foods, but then you get all you can eat, and there's probably seafood and whatever else. There'll be lunch food as well and entrees as well.
I'm cool with mixing stuff. I got to tell you, pancakes and like scallops, I don't think they go together.
All you got to do is eat them separately and clean your palate. That's all you got to do. They come and take your plates and I'm in. Jay and I are in. This is what he's
getting
for his birthday.
There's a lot of things you can mix together. I don't know. Seafood. I feel like scallops and clams are different from waffles.
Love. Well, your waffles
and pancakes
can be your dessert. And then you have the syrup and it's delicious. Ugh. Jay and I are in. We're all in to doing some kind of a big brunch on Friday to celebrate leaving Las Vegas. Well, he's leaving. I'm not leaving at that point. But yes, really excited. Cannot wait.
I wish you were going to go. Yeah, that would be cool. It would be nice to go out there. But, you know, one of these days I'll get there.
Yes, you will. All right, we'll have lots of pictures and stuff. Now, are you working next week?
Yes.
Okay, so when we're hosting the shows, we'll still be able to talk to you and tell you our stories from Vegas. That's if I haven't lost Jay by then. We're going to go to the Mob Museum. I may lose Jay in the Mob Museum.
There's a chance.
He may find his people.
Also a chance.
When aren't you? You're Italian as well.
That I am.
Wouldn't you love to visit the Mob Museum?
I didn't even know I was unaware that there was a Mob Museum.
Yeah, I just heard about it.
But yeah, I got this is a real...
Yes, it's a real thing. It's a Mob Museum.
Yeah, the official Mob Museum.
Official. I love that.
So we're going through like with like the Lucchese family.
And
we're getting,
you know, all the good
okay.
ones.
All right. Okay.
They can't all be Italian. That would be a stereotype, really. There's got to be some Russians in there. Who else?
Maybe some Irish.
There you go. Yeah. Irish mob. There we go.
I was going to say, it depends on how the museum is set up. I don't know what their theme is. I don't know what their...
We're going to Google it.
Plan.
Yeah.
The wings of the heritages. I don't know.
Yeah. Some of it's also, when you say like, it's not official, because some of it's history, but it's not.
It's sort of.
You don't know all the details necessarily.
That's true. The better the mobsters you are, the fewer you have represented in the museum.
Right.
That's true.
That's kind of the point. You're supposed to do this quietly.
Yep, absolutely.
We know some things. We don't know all.
Fantastic. I love it. Under cover of night, we're collecting your brunch suggestions, your music suggestions. Vegas is on the horizon. I feel like a kid in a candy store. What if I get there and I hate it? Oh, well, I'll be leaving Las Vegas at some point. But I mean, I don't know.
There's a lot of lights. There's a lot of action. It's a lot of fun. I mean, like,
a lot of radio.
There's nothing to hate. You know, just make sure if you're gambling, just, you know.
Oh, I'm not gambling. I don't have any money. Why am I gambling? I'm spending my money on Jay's birthday brunch.
That's all. Just be responsible.
Okay, so next hour, here's the deal, Marco. Next hour, Jay is going to. Oh, you're not going to be here next hour.
No.
Oh, okay. I forgot. So, really quickly, Jay. One guest from next week. So Jay's been working hard on the guest list. One guest that you want as like a sneak peek at your guest list that Marco needs to know how cool it's going to be.
All right. One sneak peek. We'll go Oscar De La Hoya.
Oscar De La Hoya is going to be our guest in Vegas. That's going to be awesome. Jay's got some secrets that I can see them on his face. He's very excited about his guest list. So that's going to be fun. You don't want to miss it next week. We will miss you, though.
I know you won't, but that's okay.
No, I so will.
That's okay.
I missed you those 7 years we didn't work together. All seven. Yeah, every day.
I was here.
No, you weren't.
Let me make it sound like
I was. No, she did, because she would tell me
I'm
back here with us officially.
Thank you. Yeah, I would say it to Marco.
I am here. It's not like I didn't work here. I'm still in the building.
Well, just not with us.
I'm still roaming the halls.
You were busy doing other cooler things.
Cooler things. I'll be bouncing around. I'm like duct tape. They just put me all over the place.
Yeah. I'm rubber, you're glue. Whatever you say bounces off me and sticks to you.
I wish I could say I was glue. Glue's like binding. I was duct tape. It was, you know.
It was duct tape.
Yeah. It hurts, though, when you rip
it off.
Put it
all over the place.
Yeah.
It doesn't look great, but it'll do the job. That's me.
Held a bumper on my car for 2 years with duct tape.
Me too.
And it never fell off. It was fantastic.
I had to constantly reapply.
Not with Dixie.
I go a little fast.
Oh.
So the bumper would kind of...
flail.
Yeah, you could see it in the rear view.
All right, coming up next, we've got your Hall of Fame candidates. They're perfect. Let me just tell you, you're going to have a really hard time deciding, so that's straight ahead.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Make this Valentine's Day one she'll remember forever with an engagement ring from JamesAllen.com. James Allen knows each love story is unique. That's why they make it easy to custom design engagement rings at up to half the price of a traditional jeweler. Choose from tons of conflict-free diamonds, both natural and lab-grown, then pick your ring setting and metal. Shop the James Allen Valentine's Day sale and get 25% off with promo code PODCAST. That's 25% off at jamesallen.com, promo code PODCAST.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah. Construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
Get ahead of postage rate increases this year with Stamps.com. It's like your own personal post office. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
We're talking about practice.
On After Hours, the biggest meltdowns in sports history.
Playoffs? You kidding me?
playoffs?
I'm a man. I'm 40.
I want to eat his children.
Are immortalized with an infamous distinction.
Can't do it.
They are who we thought they were.
You play to win the game.
Now it's time for Amy Lawrence to bring you tonight's candidates for the After Hours Hall of Flame.
Put that in your practice, folks.
Here's Amy Lawrence.
An idiot.
It's unbelievable what they did!
It was a struggle.
Called maturity. It's your job.
What in the was that?
No days off!
Take that for data.
Amy actually stuck her finger up her nose.
The ref really wasn't even listening.
Just run it, you know, just that's a really good thought.
I tried to activate my glutes as best I could.
I'm here, so I won't get found.
LAPD was called.
If you're not gonna punch me in my face when you see me, then shut up.
Stop it right now!
We're still here.
Our roster looks great on paper. Whoopty hell.
All right.
They're very fiery under the covers.
What kind of mythical powers does a sun devil have? We got to consider that.
He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man.
Lord, now they're cuffing him.
When I came here, they're like, yo, you got to like show, like you got to be the dog. And I'm like, man, we got dogs. We got dogs, you hear me? Milwaukee, we dogs.
Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni.
It's one of those seasons, you know, nothing went our way early. We battled through injuries.
Yeah.
We grinded. I wasn't even here.
That was our last inductee to the After Hours Hall of Flame. So it's been a while. We get busy during football season. And then your host had to go away and get married, for heaven's sakes. It's been a little nutty. The last time we inducted a member to the After Hours Hall of Flame, it was Justin Verlander following the Astros' win of the American League pennant. So now it's time to induct a new member to the After Hours Hall of Flame. First of all, you need to be able to vote. So find our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. As soon as the poll is up, we will pin it to the top of that account. Of course, you're sending your song suggestions for our Vegas road trip. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Now, here's the thing. We could end up having a repeat inductee, which is crazy. But you'll see what I mean. We're starting, though, with one Jason Kidd who just wants us to be happy. Don't worry. Be happy.
Not making a big deal about it this year because going good, right? So write some positive.
I just asked you a question.
And I'm giving you a answer. Like, you guys, there's all right to write positive stuff. People will read your positive You don't always have to be negative, right? Like, it's just the world's already negative enough, right? So let's see some positive stuff on some positive people that are playing, doing their job on a nightly basis.
He'd had enough of the negative storylines and negative clickbait. Jason Kidd, candidate number one for the After Hours Hall of Flame. Also from the NBA, Darko Rajakovic, who recently lost his mind when he didn't like the number of free throws the opponent got versus what the Raptors got.
We have star players on our team as well. Scotty Barnes, who is all-star caliber player in this league, he goes every single time to the rim with force, not trying to get foul calls. He gets two free throws for the whole game. How is that possible? How are you going to explain that to me? They had to win tonight? If that's the case, just let us know so we don't show up for the game. Just give them a win. That was not fair tonight. And this is not happening first time for us. Scotty Barnes is going to be all-star. He's going to be the face of this league. And what's happening over here during whole season, I've been holding you back. It's a complete crap.
My favorite part is where he says, I've been holding it back. Not anymore. Darko. On a rampage, is he the After Hours Hall of Flame's newest inductee? All right, we switch to football. Mike Vrabel, losing takes on a different connotation now, but this was going into week 18. Why we're not mailing it in?
It sucks to lose. Did you have another thought or no? I'm just curious.
Why?
It sucks. Losing. Awful. That's why I want to win.
Losing or not having a job? Which one bleeping sucks more? Finally, we've heard from him a bunch lately. Travis Kelce explaining why Justin Tucker was being a punk.
It's always
if you're trying to go onto the other team's designated area, you kind of stay out of their way.
That is the unwritten rule.
That's the unwritten rule. If you want to be a about it, you keep your helmet and your football and your kicking tee right where the quarterbacks are warming up and they're dropping, eyes are looking left and they got a helmet down by their feet. If you're not going to pick that up, I'll happily move that for you. He was kind of winking at me like being a about it, trying to get under the skin.
You got under
me
your skin
and,
a little
me
bit.
And Pat, we've been having the same mentality for this game all week long, man. Sorry if we took it to a level that you didn't think it'd get to that play, but if you're going to be a I promise you, I can one-up you every time, dude.
That does not surprise me. From the New Heights podcast, Travis Kelce and Jason in the Peanut Gallery, I'm still Team Tuck, even though he was definitely employing a little gamesmanship. Who is the After Hours Hall of Flame inductee of choice? Poll will be up momentarily on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. Also on our Facebook page, and while you're waiting for that poll to appear magically, send us your brunch and Vegas playlist suggestions. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
A Peanut Butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing. One retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.